Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is Ryan Mink, and happy Steelers week. It's time for this week's edition of the Flock Mailbag. Lots of big news this week for the Steelers. Of course, quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is out, Byron Leftwich is in, and the Ravens got some tough news of their own this week when cornerback Jimmy Smith had groin surgery, meaning that he is out on Sunday. And that's where we'll start, you know, this week. We got this question on Twitter. Charm City football fan wants to know, with Jimmy Smith out, who will take his spot? Corey Graham, Shaki Brown, or the new acquisition, Chris Johnson, also Asa Jackson, the rookie? Who's it going to be?
I think it's going to be Corey Graham, and that's what we saw, you know, when the Ravens played Oakland. Jimmy was out for that game. You saw Kerry Williams on one side, Corey Graham on the other. And then when they go three wide, I think that brings Shaki onto the field, and I think Shaki moves outside and Corey bumps inside because Corey's just a little bit more familiar with playing in the slot, playing that nickel role. That's what he played last year in Chicago when he had a lot of success, and I think that we'll see. He'll see the majority of the snaps, but he won't be outside all the time.
You know, it's really been a quick climb for Corey Graham because at the beginning of the season, he was hardly seeing any time on defense. Then Webb goes down, then Jimmy Smith goes down, and suddenly, boom, next man up, you're thrust into a starting role. I also think it's interesting, right when he signed here, I remember talking to him on the day that he signed here, and people were saying, you know, he's really going to bolster the special teams, which was true, but he also said, you know what, I'm not just a special teams player. One of the reasons I wanted to come to Baltimore was because I feel like I can play defense, and these guys are going to give me the chance to do so. Now he's in that role.
Didn't probably want to get there this way, though.
Right. Didn't expect your top two guys to go down, and then you get the opportunity. Right. But still, he's there nonetheless, and now he's really kind of relishing this opportunity because this is his first real chance to be the main guy. You know, for the second half of the season, he is going to be probably one of the starting cornerbacks,
right,
and he has a chance to really seize this opportunity. All right. Now let's talk about the Steelers. I mentioned it before. Ben's out. Byron Leftwich is in. Chris Jefferson wants to know. Byron Leftwich has a little bit more of a long delivery. Kind of takes longer to get the ball out. Do you expect to see more blitzing from the Ravens?
I think that you're not going to see any drastic changes. I think that when they're in third and long situations, obvious passing situations, yes, I think they're going to bring the heat on Byron Leftwich and make him think quicker because he's already going to be thinking a lot. You know, he's not as comfortable throwing to those targets, so he's going to be second-guessing himself a little bit. But in terms of a lot of blitzing on first and second down and really making a drastic change, I don't see it. And the large reason for that is because Todd Haley's offense, that West Coast offense, gets the ball out quickly into playmakers' hands. They run a lot of wide receiver screens, things like that. And you don't want to get caught blitzing your linebackers and having nobody to rally to the ball, you know?
Right.
So that's what's going to lead to a big play. So I don't think any drastic changes.
Yeah, the Ravens coaches have talked a lot about it this week and said, you know what, the Steelers aren't going to completely change their offense because Ben is out. They're still going to run pretty much the same system. The same goes for the Ravens' defense. Just because it's a different quarterback than they expected to be back there, they're not going to change everything and say, you know what, we're going to blitz on every play and try to get to Roethlisberger. They're still going to run the same defense. Maybe they throw a little more blitzes in there, try to mix some things up and confuse him. But he's a guy that is a veteran quarterback, former first-round pick, knows how to read defense and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So I don't expect any drastic changes. I think it's going to be pretty much what we've seen up to this point. All right, the third question also deals with defense and some of that creativity that we've seen in recent weeks. Von Harris wants to know, will a rookie Courtney Upshaw play a little more defensive tackle on Sunday? We saw him in there with the big boys last week against the Raiders.
Right, yeah, I think that it'll depend on whether Haloti Ngata plays, which it's looking like he probably is going to play.
You know, he said he could have played last week if they really needed him.
Right, so they're trying to get him healthy for the Steelers. Now he should be. So if Haloti Ngata is in there, I think we'll see less of Courtney Upshaw. I don't think you want Courtney in there on first and second down with a heavy run team, guys with big backs, you know, those big Steelers backs. I don't think you want Courtney in there. Haloti Ngata will take some of those snaps, send Courtney back out to outside linebacker.
Yeah, I don't think this is a permanent move. You know, people ask, is he moving to defensive tackle? Are they moving him outside of, you know, the outside linebacker role? No, he's still an outside linebacker, and they like him in that role. But he's versatile, and when you have guys hurt, you have to get creative and move people around, and that's what they did last week. It's not a permanent move for him to slide inside. He's not taking Haloti Ngata's job at defensive tackle. No, definitely not the case. All right, so that's all the time we have for this week, Ravens fans. But on Sunday, during the game, Sunday Night Football, going to be a great atmosphere. Join us for a live chat during the game and also follow us at Ravens for live updates throughout that game. And for all the coverage leading up to that point, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.